Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanaya, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. I am so happy to be here with you this morning. Happy August. We can't believe, summer's kind of halfway through. And then on today's show, I have a returning guest. She seems to be the one that comes back on a yearly basis in August to help celebrate Breastfeeding Awareness Month / week. Right, Brittany?
Right.
So for those of you that may be new listening, and if you return every week, thank you so much. But this week, my guest is Brittany Kimball, and she is a board-certified lactation consultant. It's a mouthful.
Yes.
And you work for the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I want to thank you so much for joining the show again.
Oh, you're welcome, Carol. I'm really happy to be here with you.
Yeah. So you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I would like to start off by sharing with everyone who I am. So my name is Brittany. I'm a board certified lactation consultant. I'm also a registered nurse. I work over here at Women's Health Center in the Honesdale office, as well as Wayne Memorial Hospital. Yeah, so, and I would like to share a little bit about what I do in hopes to increase awareness of what support is available for our local breastfeeding families. Let's see. So, I am available to assist mothers with breastfeeding right after they give birth. I work over at the hospital, so I see moms right after they deliver their baby. And also, a lot of people might not know this, but I can assist mothers at any time during their breastfeeding journey. I do work at the office, and I'm available to patients who deliver at the Wayne Memorial Hospital, as well as anyone in the community who has delivered. Maybe they delivered at a different hospital, but they need lactation support. They're able to come to a Women's Health Center here in Honesdale to see me for a lactation consult to receive some support.
Wow. I mean, it is amazing because how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, boy. So I have been at Women's Health for 8 years and I've been a lactation consultant for 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. And I think each year you bring more and more knowledge to our community and support to our families, like you said, that breastfeed. So thank you, you know, for everything you do. So, you know, what is World Breastfeeding Week?
Okay, so World Breastfeeding Week is an annual worldwide celebration. It's held every year from August 1st through August 7th. It's a network of many different individuals and organizations that want to protect, promote, and support breastfeeding. The campaign is held every year during this week and hopes to bring awareness to how important breastfeeding is and how we can support and encourage women.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, again, it brings awareness this week, but we also want to encourage this year round, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And for every new family that's bringing in a newborn to breastfeed.
Absolutely.
What is this year's theme?
Okay, so this this year, the theme will focus on environment and climate change. It's highlighting our roles in how we can support breastfeeding to create a sustainable environment while reducing the impact of climate change caused by formula feeding.
Okay. And so, you know, how can, you know, formula feeding impact our environment?
Yeah, you don't realize formula feeding impacts the environment in a few different ways. From the production of formula, when formula is being made, it uses a lot of resources like water, energy, and cows, which adds to greenhouse gas emissions. And then there's the packaging waste. Formula usually comes in cans or plastic containers that often end up in landfills. Transportation-wise, formula needs to be shipped to stores, which uses fuel and contributes to pollution. And then bottles and sterilizing, that alone creates a lot of plastic waste. Feeding with bottles uses water and electricity, and often disposable items like bottle liners and nipples, which adds to the landfill.
When you kind of read about it and hear about it, it does make an impact because, you know, we always like to encourage breastfeeding first, right?
Absolutely.
And if we can get more people to breastfeed, there will be occasionally that many more women may not be able to breastfeed, right? But, and formula is definitely a good option.
Absolutely.
But again, you know, this is what, you know, we just want to try and encourage here today on the show is about that, right?
Absolutely.
So how does WEI Memorial Hospital and the Women's Health Center support families to breastfeed or pump to provide milk for their babies?
So we start providing education and support during the pregnancy. We offer private prenatal lactation visits to every mother who wishes to breastfeed or pump for their baby. At this visit, we discuss how to latch your baby, how to know if your baby's getting enough milk, different breastfeeding positions, how to order her breast pump, and more importantly, address any fears or questions that family might have. I think this visit really establishes a good support network and provides accurate information to help create breastfeeding success.
I'm sure. I mean, because again, it could be scary, especially for first-time moms, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a mother gives birth, there's lots of skilled registered nurses and board certified lactation consultants available to help women who choose to breastfeed in the hospital setting. We encourage skin to skin right after birth so that babies can initiate breastfeeding soon after delivery. We also support and encourage mothers to have to room in with your baby, meaning to keep the baby in your room with you after you deliver so that you can really catch those hunger cues early. If the baby's in the nursery and away from the family, they might miss some of those hunger cues and that could delay feeding. And then once a mom is discharged, if she has any breastfeeding concerns or questions, she can call Women's Health Center. She's able to come into the office to visit with myself as needed. I really encourage families to schedule this visit when their baby is about 1 week old. At this visit, we can do something called a weighted feeding. This is where we weigh the baby prior to nursing and then again after. And we can see in exactly mLs or ounces how much that baby is taking while breastfeeding. I think this is a huge confidence booster for a lot of families.
I'm sure. That is so amazing. And I remember when you got that specialized scale.
Yes, yes.
That was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And how exciting that was and that you're still using that.
Yes, all the time.
That is great.
During this visit, I want to mention too, we work on latching, we work on positioning, and we discuss any questions the parents might have over those past few days that they've been feeding their baby. And like I said earlier, this applies to anyone who is in need of this support, not just those who delivered at WEI Memorial Hospital.
Mm-hmm. And is there any like social media online support for families as well? Because, you know, I know sometimes moms are sitting there at like 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yes, yes. Absolutely. So we have two different social media support pages. The one is called the Latch Lounge, and that is a great place for mothers to connect with each other and provide support. And then I have a personal Facebook business page called Kimball Lactation Support, where I post a lot of helpful evidence-based researched information to really help families succeed in their goals with breastfeeding or pumping.
Right.
So there is a lot of support, whether it be in person or virtually. There's definitely support in our area for breastfeeding.
Right. And I think really what I want to point out too is what you mentioned about your page is it's evidence-based.
Correct.
Which is so important is, you know, it's not just some advice that you kind of just pull out. These are things that work and that have been shown to work for,
yes,
for families, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. What about support for moms when they return back to work after having a baby?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's actually a law that protects women who are returning to work after giving birth. It's called the PUMP Act. And it's a law that requires employers to provide a private, non-bathroom space that is free from interruption from coworkers to express breast milk for up to 1 year. So these employers have to provide reasonable break time for the workers to pump. Most people need 2 to 3 breaks in an 8-hour work day. And these pumping breaks can take anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes a session. They must also provide a space to store their milk. This is extremely important to support women when they're you know, providing breast milk to their baby, when they return back to work, we have to be able to provide this to them so that they can continue to pump milk as needed to prevent things like clogged ducts, which can lead to a breast infection, and it can decrease milk supply as well.
Right. I know the hospital, we do have that room.
Yes, we
here
do.
At Way Memorial, which is very private and available
it's
for
a nice
use.
Nice room. Absolutely.
Yes. So why is breastfeeding so important to support?
So breast milk provides the most ideal nutrition for a baby. It has a perfect blend of vitamins, protein, and fat. It contains antibodies that can help fight off bacteria and viruses. Breastfeeding also lowers the risk of a baby developing asthma or allergies. Babies that are exclusively fed breast milk without any formula have a much lower risk of developing ear infections, respiratory infections, and gastrointestinal infections that can cause diarrhea. It really is unique in that it is constantly changing to meet your baby's nutritional needs. So what that means, breast milk that's given to your baby on day one of life is so much different than when the baby is 6-7 months old. So breast milk is constantly changing to meet the needs of your baby. It's filled with a lot of live cells that constantly evolve to meet your baby's needs. It's fascinating.
It is. It really is fascinating. And I just love the fact how the body knows, you know, and changes. Yeah, it is truly incredible. Are there breastfeeding / pumping benefits to the mom?
Yes. Okay. So this is something that I feel like we often don't talk about enough. There are benefits for a mother to breastfeed or pump, just basically to lactate. Breastfeeding burns extra calories, so it can help a mother lose pregnancy weight a little bit faster. It releases the hormone oxytocin, which helps your uterus return back to its pre-pregnancy size, which then helps reduce the chances of heavy uterine bleeding after birth. And really what I find so important too is that breastfeeding lowers your risk of breast and ovarian cancer.
Wow.
Yes.
So any other benefits, like, you know, financial?
Absolutely. I find it amazing that I can actually save a family on average $2,500 a year in formula costs. And I bet you that number, if I was to, you know, research like recently, I bet you that number has gone up over the past year or so.
I'm sure.
So I imagine it's closer to, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 a year in formula costs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, I'm sure breastfeeding can be difficult at times, right?
Absolutely. Breastfeeding can be hard. I guess that's why I have my job, right?
Yes, you do an amazing job at it. I'll say it again.
And I do, I like to be real. Breastfeeding can be hard. It is very natural, but it certainly doesn't always come easy. There are different challenges a mother could experience, from latching problems to weight gain issues for their baby. There are many different hurdles a mother may come across. That's why I think it's so important to have friends and family that support a mother's decision to breastfeed. And also if a mother has this support and professional help, she can really overcome many of these problems.
Right. And so I think, you know, what you do, again, is so important down community. There's not many lactation consultants around the area, I'm sure. And you find so much joy in this, and you put so much effort into this.
I really do.
And how many moms, like, do you help? I mean, I didn't ask you to calculate this, but over the year, there's...
Well, I would say, so on average, we, you know, we deliver between 400 and 500 births a year at Wayne. And we have about an 80% initiation rate. So, which means 80% of those moms want and start breastfeeding. So I don't know exactly what the math with that would be.
That's like
but...
320. If you do 400, I could do three.
Yeah,
I could do, that's like
that's
about 300. That's a lot of moms.
Yes, yes.
And not, a lot of families.
You know, and not everyone struggles. A lot of the times it works beautifully and there's not much of a problem. But then there are times where we have a lower milk supply or maybe baby isn't latching well. Those things is what brings patients to see me, or the prenatal education part, which I really, really encourage and support.
Right, because I think you just give that mom a little bit more comfort and ease when they have to start when their baby is born. And right. basically it starts right at birth, right?
That's right. Exactly. It does.
So is there a phone number that they can call for more information?
Absolutely. It's 570-253-3005.
Right. And you do have a voicemail that they can leave you a message, absolutely. Right? The lovely ladies or whoever answers the phone connect you, right?
Absolutely. They can.
Okay. Brittany, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. You always bring great information, great advice to all our families out there.
Oh, you're welcome, Carol. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I appreciate you all the time. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.